Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Bren Johnson, and on the program, we'll be doing our annual tribute to the music of Bloomington, Indiana songwriter Hoagy Carmichael, with performances from Sheila Jordan, Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, Earl Hines, and many more, including Hoagy himself. It's the Hoagy Carmichael Songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers doing Skylark from the album Caravan, with Curtis Fuller on trombone, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and this time around we're doing an annual tradition that we started just last year, so it's not much of a tradition yet, but it will be, hopefully, of playing the music of Hoagy Carmichael for the week of Thanksgiving, which usually falls quite close to his birthday, November 22nd, 1899. Hoagy Carmichael, called by American popular song maven Alec Wilder, one of the most talented, inventive, sophisticated, and jazz-oriented writers of popular song in the first half of the 20th century, and his songs have been interpreted by hundreds, probably thousands of artists since the late 1920s. We're going to start off with one of Hoagy's lesser known songs. He wrote this in 1935, and there is a lyric for it, which Carmichael biographer Richard Sudelter says may have been written by Hoagy himself, but the version we're going to hear does not have a lyric. Hoagy would record it with the lyric in the 1950s for his Pacific Jazz album. It's a rather moody Carmichael piece. It has a lot of unusual intervals and melodic dissonances. It's called Ballad in Blue, and here's Benny Goodman's recording of it on Afterglow.
Baltimore Oriole took a look at the mercury, 40 below. No life for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. Leaving her mate, she flew straight to the Tangipahoa, where two diamond shepherds met the divine missile. I'd like to ruffle his plumage, Baltimore Oriole. Messed her out with that jaybird till he singed her wing. Forgiving is easy. It's a woman like now and then could happen things. Send her back home, home ain't home without her woven, I know. Make a lonely man happy, Baltimore. A Baltimore Oreo. She messed around with that jaybird till he singed her wings. Forgiving is easy. It's a woman like now and then could happen things. Send her back home. Home ain't home without a woman I know. Make a lonely man happy. Come on down from your bow, fly on home to him now, Baltimore.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I say, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa. Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I say, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia. Mind.
in my lonely room. I dreamed of two blue orchids, so rare and full of light, that I wanted to possess each tender bloom. Then my dream took wing, and through a thousand springs, blue orchids seemed in a world apart. But when I met you, something pale and blue came stealing from the meadows of my heart. I saw my two blue orchids, my beautiful blue orchids last night. And what a sweet surprise. When you looked at me, it was plain to see blue orchids only bloom in your eyes.
Glenn Miller Big Band in 1939 doing Blue Orchids, words and music by Hoagy Carmichael, Ray Eberle on vocals there, from the classic Hoagy Carmichael put out by the Indiana Historical Society. For that, Ray Charles with the classic version of Georgia on My Mind from Ray Charles' Greatest Hits Volume 1. Sheila Jordan before that doing Baltimore Oriole from her 1962 Blue Note album, Portrait of Sheila. And we started off with Benny Goodman's big band in 1935 doing Hoagy's Ballad in Blue, that also coming from the classic Hoagy Carmichael collection put out by the Indiana Historical Society. Hoagy sung and played by Joe Stafford, Frank Morgan, and Al Cobine. That's just ahead on Afterglow.
Someone's in the meadow down in Lover's Lane, making lots of racket, raising lots of cane. Casanova Cricket, that's the name you rate, raising all that racket, staying out so late. Casanova Cricket, it just ain't right, sleeping all day and a kissing all night. Casanova Cricket, what would some folks say? Can't you do your courting by the light of day? You needn't act so mighty righteous with that innocent mug.
If you go to the Afterglow website at afterglow.indiana.edu, you'll find a whole special devoted to Hoagy Carmichael with guests such as Carmichael biographer Richard Sudalter, Marion McPartland, and Indiana University jazz educator David Baker. Tom Rosnowski, the host of the radio show Hometown, put that together back in 1999 for the Hoagy Carmichael Centennial, and we have it available for listening on the Afterglow website, afterglow.indiana.edu. We're going to hear now from Nat King Cole, who waxed a famous version of Stardust in the late 1950s. This Carmichael song went unreleased for many years, at least Nat's version of it. It's a song that Hoagy Carmichael co-wrote with his friend Johnny Mercer, and Nat King Cole recorded it with Nelson Riddle and an orchestra. Here's Nat King Cole doing How Little We Know on Afterglow.
Maybe it happens this way. Maybe we really belong together, but after all, how little we know. Maybe it's just for a day. Love is as changeable as the weather, and after all, how little we know. Who knows knows why an April breeze never remains? Why stars in the trees hide when it rains? Love comes along, casting a spell. Will it sing you a song? Will it say a farewell? Who can tell? Maybe you're meant to be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Oh, I hope in my heart that it's so, in spite of how little we know. Why an April breeze never remains? Why stars in the trees hide when it rains? Love comes along, casting a spell. Will it sing you a song? Will it say a farewell? Who can tell? Maybe you're meant to be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Well, now maybe you're meant to be mine, and to have you would really be fine. And I hope in my heart that it's so, in spite of how little we know.
Thank you.
Sudden change, why so cold and why so strange, be sentimental. Don't hang your fate on jealousy and hate, 'cause Ivy, he was never born for the touch of a witch's thorn, so please be gentle to his heart. Arms tonight, then wander far from sight. Can't understand you, Ivy. But remember this: if you really want his kiss, be sweet and gentle, lest you. Thank you.
The Al Kobine Big Band doing in the cool, cool, cool of the evening. A Hoagie Carmichael, Johnny Mercer song from Kobine Plays Carmichael. Before that, Joe Stafford doing Ivy from Walking My Baby Back Home. Frank Morgan did The Nearness of You from Love, Lost, and Found. And we started off with Nat King Cole doing How Little We Know from Capitol Sings' Hoagie Carmichael. Interpretations of Hoagie from pianist Earl Hines, musical compadres Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong, and Hoagie himself when we come back on Afterglow. We're going to hear an epic solo piano version of one of Hoagie's most famous songs in this next set, along with Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby doing another Hoagie hit. First, one of the earliest Johnny Mercer Hoagie Carmichael collaborations. Richard Tutwiler says this song remains a musical still life, a captured moment, a summing up, idealization, an artifact that resists age, mortality, attrition, and for Hoagie Carmichael especially, it defines home. Hoagie Carmichael and Moon Country on Afterglow.
That moon country, that possum and coon country, that sycamore heaven back south. I lose my mind till I get there. I long for that old country, that good for the soul country, good for cooking things that melt in your mouth. Oh Lord. When my cousin Cindy Lou plays a twilight hymn to you, she makes that old piano sound exactly like brand new. I long for that moon country, that's where I should be, 'cause that old moon country is home to me. Thank you.
up a lazy river by the old mill run. That lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream of me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song awakes a bright new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you can be. Up a lazy river with me. Oh, bop, 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 Papa dump it, Benny, Benny, oh, yes, my love. But that's a little dismay, but not properly, but that's oh, bop, but they did, but they stole that, oh, bop, they, bop, I don't even
bury. Oh, man, you ain't riffing tonight, I hope so.
Yeah. Up a lazy river, up a lazy, lazy river, we would tumble from the flipper and away we'd go, slow. Drifting lazy as a daisy, and it got real crazy by the old mill run. What fun, while the portable plate buzz, bees buzz, with the banjo you are making too.
We sing it, ba-doo, ba-doo, we like Louis. Up a lazy river, up a lazy, lazy river, Mother Nature will deliver us a robin song.
It's a natural kind of rhythm, and we're singing rhythm as we drift along.
Ja, ja, da, da, da. Blue skies up above.
Thank you. Thank you.
Merle Hines with Stardust from Four Jazz Giants. Before that, Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong with Lazy River from Capital Sings' Hoagie Carmichael, and Hoagie Carmichael himself with Moon Country from First of the Singer-Songwriters. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. Coming up on the second hour of Afterglow, we'll have more of our annual Hoagie Carmichael Songbook Show with music from Helen Forrest, The Four Freshmen, and a 1939 Indianapolis radio broadcast with Hoagie and Tommy Dorsey's Big Band that included a special guest. To hear many previous Afterglow programs, including last year's Hoagie Carmichael Songbook Show, go to our website anytime, night or day, at afterglow.indiana.edu.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall, drip from leaves that I recall. The thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I said I would. Of course I have. Well, maybe except when I hear your name, someone's life that's just the same. I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool am I. To think my aching heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, 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 it's best that I stick to my tune. I said that I get along without you very well. course I do. Except perhaps in spring. But then I should never ever think of spring. That would surely break my heart in two.
Nina Simone doing I Get Along Without You Very Well from the very best of Nina Simone, Sugar in My Bowl. David Brent Johnson here with you for the second hour of Afterglow. We're doing what's now our annual Thanksgiving week tribute to Hoagie Carmichael, choosing Thanksgiving because it falls so close to Hoagie's birth date of November 22nd, and because we're grateful that Hoagie Carmichael left us so many wonderful songs. So many songs, in fact, that a number of them haven't been heard or recorded all that much. Richard Sutter, in his biography of Hoagie, talked about especially Hoagie's songs from the later years of his life, when Hoagie had kind of ceased to be a hit maker. He continued to write songs, and a lot of them gathered dust in Hoagie's desk drawers, evidently. This one Hoagie wrote early in his career, but it was only recorded by Ethel Waters and then by nobody else for many, many years. And Richard Sutter and singer Barbara Leah revived it a few years ago for a CD called Stardust Melody, Beloved and Rare Songs of Hoagie Carmichael. Here they are doing Hoagie's Bread and Gravy on Afterglow.
Lots of bread and gravy, beans and bacon, lots of beans and bacon. No more fretting, since I'm getting lots of bread and gravy all the time. Peace and and money. No more rambling through with gambling. Right up with the Joneses all the time. Got no reason to be swell, but my clothes all fit me well. Thank you. got no reason to be swell, but my clothes all fit me well, and I wear a nice ring. I'm as free as I can be, but my honey's loving me, so I just can't keep from singing. Bread, bread and gravy, lots of bread and gravy. Good night kisses, lots of good night kisses. No bad news now, no more blues now. Lots of bread and gravy all the time. Yes,
they think of me. think of next? Now the faith thought of you.
I fell in love with you heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart at so. Your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole,
breezy, you know what I mean. Come on down, man. Now, if you've never seen a quaint old southern city, just think of New Orleans. If you've never seen this town, oh, it's a pity. There there's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of old-fashioned lace. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a black-eyed gal like mine, you know you're down in New Orleans. Will remind you of old-fashioned ladies. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever find yourself a dark-eyed gal like mine,
oh boy,
you know you're living right, right down here in New Orleans.
Bob Durow doing Hoagy Carmichael's New Orleans from the CD Beloved and Rare Songs of Hoagy Carmichael. Before that, Mark Murphy with Heart and Soul from the great jazz vocalist Sing Hoagy Carmichael. Helen Forrest and Benny Goodman doing Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's What'll They Think of Next from the complete Helen Forrest with Benny Goodman. The Four Freshmen doing Old Buttermilk Sky from Capitol Sing's Hoagy Carmichael before that. And we start off with Barbara Leah and Richard Settleter doing Bread and Gravy, also from Beloved and Rare Songs of Hoagy Carmichael. A 1939 radio broadcast featuring Hoagy Carmichael, Tommy Dorsey, and a special guest coming up next on Afterglow. In 1939, Hoagy Carmichael did a radio broadcast from the Lyric Theater in Indianapolis with Tommy Dorsey's big band for the Raleigh Cigarette Program, and he invited a very special guest onto the program. A word in advance, the audio quality of this, which comes to us courtesy of the Archives of Traditional Music at Indiana University, is a little subpar, but it's a great radio broadcast to listen to. Hoagy Carmichael said years later, "It seemed only fair and logical that my mother, who had done so much to inspire me musically, should have some fame of her own. She was a very fine piano player, and some other time and setting with a different destiny, she could have become a star performer." She joins Carmichael and Tommy Dorsey at the end of this broadcast to perform her specialty, Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. The next morning, the Indianapolis Star said that she stole the show right out from under Hoagy and Tommy Dorsey. Here's that Raleigh program broadcast from the Lyric Theater in Indianapolis in 1939, Hoagy Carmichael on Afterglow.
Hello, everyone. This is Tommy Dorsey and the gang at the Lyric Theater in Indianapolis, celebrating the first visit of the Raleigh program in the Hoosier State. Everyone knows Indianapolis as the city where the 500-mile race is run, but it also reminds us of some very interesting happenings in music. We'll see if we can remember some of them when we bring Hoagy Carmichael on in a few minutes. Now a question for Lyle Vance. Lyle, if the public made the radio announcements instead of an announcer like you, what would they say about Raleigh's?
Well, that's a perfectly fair question, Tommy, because the public does make announcements. They announce to sponsors. And believe me, they tell them in no uncertain terms what they think of a product. They don't do it on the air either. They do it in the stores and at the tobacco counters. They either buy the product or they don't. Of course, there are certain things we like to tell you people about Raleigh's, because we've done our very best to make Raleigh's a really superior smoke. We think you should know about the 31 fine tobaccos in Raleigh's. And we tell you about the coupon on the back of each pack of Raleigh's that's good for cash or even more in valuable premiums. But in the end, you folks still do the announcing. You tell us with cash on every tobacco counter in the country. And here is what you say. Raleigh's cigarettes are winning a greater percentage of new smokers than any other popular price brand. That's your story, and naturally, we're mighty proud of it. We can only show our appreciation to you by keeping Raleigh cigarettes and Raleigh premiums strictly up to the highest standards. To you who smoke Raleigh's, many thanks. To you who don't, we say, next time, get the pack with the coupon on the back. Buy Raleigh. One thing about Hoagy Carmichael's songs, there's a definite idea in back of every one. When Hoagy composed Little Old Lady, he had in mind two little old ladies in real life, his two grandmothers who live here in Indiana, where tonight's Raleigh program is being broadcast. Before introducing Hoagy, Tommy Dorsey is playing Little Old Lady, and Jack Leonard will sing.
Little old lady passing by, catching everyone's eye. You have such a charming manner, sweet and shy. Little old bonnet set in place, and a smile on your face. You're a perfect picture in your lavender and lace. Little bit of business here, little bit of business there. Bet that you've been window shopping all around the square. Little old lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss. Two or three. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me.
When Hoagy Carmichael, composer of Little Old Lady, Stardust, and other song hits, was a guest of Tommy Dorsey in the Raleigh program 2 weeks ago in New York, everyone said that guy's written too many tunes to do in one program. Why not put Hoagy on again? Tommy said, okay, we'll put him on when we're in Indianapolis. He'll be on his way back to Hollywood then. Besides, Tommy, isn't Indiana Hoagy's home state?
That's right, Lyle. And that's how Hoagy Carmichael happens to be with us again tonight. Hoagy? Don't hide behind that curtain. Come on out here. Come on there, Harv. Howdy, Harv.
Okay, but treat me gently now, Tommy. You know, I'm not very used to appearing on the stage, you know.
Why, man, Indianapolis is your old stomping grounds, or should we say, stamping grounds.
No, stomping is the word.
Well, all right,
but you watch me stomp over this pianer.
All right, let's hear you play the first tune you ever wrote. Riverboat Shuffle. You wrote it when you were a student at Indiana University, didn't you, Hoagie?
That's right, Tommy. Remember Bix Beiderbecke and the Wolverines used to play it. It never had any words, so I wrote some for tonight, describing a dance on a Mississippi riverboat.
Okay, Hoagie, you play it and sing it, and we'll join in.
Good people, you're invited tonight to the riverboat shuffle. Good people, we got rhythm tonight. At the riverboat shuffle, they tell me that slide pipe tutor is grand. Best in Louisiana, so bring your freighter, come an alligator, that band. Tommy Dorsey on the trombone. Good people, you'll hear Meilenberg joys. In a special orchestration, even Mama Dinah will be there to strut for the boys in a room full of noise. She'll teach you to shuffle it right, so bring your baby. I'll be seeing you at the riverboat shuffle tonight. You'll hear Meilenberg joy. In a special orchestration, even Mama Dinah will be there to strut for the boys in a room full of noise. She'll teach you to shuffle it right. So bring your baby. I'll be seeing you at the riverboat shuffle tonight.
Hoagie, the older that thing gets, the more it swings. Now we're going to do a medley of two of Hoagie Carmichael's song hits, Judy and Small Fry. Jack Leonard will sing Judy.
If her voice can bring every hope of the spring, that's Judy, my Judy. If her eyes say yes, but you're wrong in your guess, that's Judy, my Judy. If you hear her call in a soft southern drawl, hi, stranger, that's danger. If you're smart, watch your heart, she'll upset most any fellow's apple cart. In a hundred ways, you'll be shouting her praise. She'll let you, she'll get you. When she sees you fall, she'll tell you that's all, you wretcher, you betcher. Then you'll know all the heartaches of a fool just like me. If she seems the same, then you find that she ain't. That's Judy, sure as you're born. Tommy's going to play another of Hoagie's tunes, a big hit of the past season, Small Fry. And the composer himself will accompany Tommy at the piano. Thank you.
fry, you should stay in shallow water. Seems I should take you across my knee. You ain't the biggest catfish in the deep blue sea.
Why, Tommy, need that. Is that the package of cigarettes I see in your pocket?
Why, Pappy, that's a package of Raleigh
Well,
cigarettes.
Why didn't you tell me? Oh, me. Oh, my. Small fry.
Mogi, do you remember what happened at Richmond, Indiana, a few miles from here, about 14 or 15 years ago, when you were at Indiana University and I was a kid trying to play trombone?
Well, I sure do, Tommy. Remember, the original jam session took place that day.
You're right. It was the recording date we played with Dick Beiderbecke and a pickup band.
Yes, but the best thing was that Dick composed Davenport Blues right on the spot.
Ladies and gentlemen, that explains why Hoagie called it the original jam session. Everything we recorded that day was made up out of the heads of the musicians. I'll never forget Dick's fooling around on his cornet. Everyone stopped and listened. He was playing a wonderful tune, composing as he went along. It just sort of popped out of his head. Pretty soon, the rest of us joined in, and we realized we had a complete composition right then and there.
Yes, and Tommy suggested calling it Davenport Blues after Bix's hometown, Davenport, Iowa. And since we're here in Indianapolis, only a few miles from where all this happened, Tommy's going to play Davenport Blues now with his own band. Let's hear it, Tommy.
Now we have a real surprise. Hoagie's mother, who taught him to play piano by ear when he was a kid, lives right here in Indianapolis. And we asked her to drop in and say hello. Hoagie, will you take your mother's arm and march right out here on the stage?
All right, Tommy. Right up here, Mother. Now come up here right by the piano. Come on.
Mrs. Carmichael, it's really wonderful to have you here.
Thank you, Tommy. When Hogan
said I was going to be on stage before a lot of people and on the radio all over the country, I was scared to death.
Now, Mother, don't believe. I don't believe that at all. You're not scared when you play the piano, are you?
Well, no. I used to play, Hoagland.
And you still do, Mrs. Carmichael. I know, because I heard that home recording that you and Hoagie made.
Thank you.
Now, Mother, let's hear you play the Maple Leaf Rag just the way you used to play it in the movies years ago. And, Mother, swing that bass.
All right, Hoagland.
Hoagie Carmichael's mother with the Tommy Dorsey Big Band doing Maple Leaf Rag from a 1939 Raleigh Cigarette radio broadcast from the Lyric Theater in Indianapolis. We also heard Dorsey and Hoagie Carmichael and Jack Leonard doing Small Fry, Davenport Blues, Riverboat Shuffle, and Little Old Lady. Al Cobine can't get Hoagie off his mind when we return for the conclusion of Afterglow. Here's Frank Sinatra from his very first ever solo recording session doing Hoagie's The Lamplighter's Serenade on Afterglow.
A moment after dark, around the park, an old-fashioned gent comes parading. Dressed in funny clothes, but singing as he goes, the lamplighter's serenade. The old boy loves to talk with couples on the walk, but when it's half after love time, he reaches for his sticks, and from his bag of tricks, he lights every star in the sky. And if a lady or a beau should answer no, he sprinkles their hearts with his magic. Then he steals away to sing another day, the lamplighter's serenade. Loves to talk with the couples on the walk, but when it's half after love time, he reaches reaches for his sticks, and from his bag of tricks, he lights every star in the sky. And if a lady or a beau should answer no, he sprinkles their hearts with his magic. Then he steals away to sing another day the lamplighter's serenade.
I long to see. Back in Indiana I will find all the folks so dear to me. How I'd love to see that lazy river. Stop and give her see a lady knitting for the one she's thinking of. Can't get Indiana off my mind anywhere I chance
anywhere to roam.
The moonlight on the Wabash that I
set me here grabbing
at the flies round his rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet, in heaven she be. Send me, sweet chariot, for the end of that trouble I see. Old rocking chair gets in. Judgment Day is here. Chained to my rocking chair.
Old rocking chair's got me, son.
Rocking chair got you, father.
And my cane by my side.
Yes, your cane by your side.
Now fetch me that old gin, son.
Ain't got no gin, father.
For I tan your hide now.
You're gonna tan my hide.
You know I can't get from this old cabin.
What cabin, joking?
And I ain't gone nowhere.
Why ain't you going nowhere?
Well, just sit me here grabbing.
Grabbing.
At these flies round this old rocking chair.
Rocking chair.
Now you remember, dear old Aunt Harriet.
Aunt Harriet.
How long in heaven she be?
She's up in heaven.
Send me down. Send me down, sweet chariot.
Sweet chariot.
For the end of this trouble, I see.
I see, Daddy.
Old rocking chair gets it, son.
Rocking chair get it, father.
And judgment day is here.
Your judgment day is here.
And I'm chained to my rocking, old rocking chair.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie. again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grow. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
We close with Hoagy Carmichael doing Stardust from the CD Hoagy Carmichael Stardust and Much More. Before that, the Mills Brothers doing Rockin' Chair from the classic Hoagy Carmichael. Before that, Al Cobain doing Can't Get Indiana Off My Mind from Cobain Plays Carmichael. And we start off with Frank Sinatra doing The Lamplighter Serenade, also from the classic Hoagy Carmichael. Thanks for tuning in to Afterglow. Special thanks to Larry Cart, Michael Weiss, and other members of the Organissimo Jazz Discussion Board. We'll be back next week at the same time with more jazz, ballads, and American popular song. Our engineer is Jared Disbro, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for Afterglow.